Greetings and welcome to Healthy Living. Today we resume our interview with Annie Jubb of California, USA, a renowned American raw foodist, talented speaker, author, and expert in the areas of cell rejuvenation and body purification. Having been a vegetarian for nearly 20 years, Annie advocates fortifying the body's immune system through proper diet and the use of natural foods as medicine. Last week, Annie shared with us why raw food is so beneficial to keeping well. On today's program, she will further explain how to maintain good health through cleansing foods and beverages and a natural diet.
I heard you can also cure some cancers. I mean, like quite advanced cancers, you can reverse it by
sure.
a diet.
Oh yeah, absolutely. The world is full of people that have cured themselves by just getting off of the modern, you know, toxic foods, really examining all of the things in your diet and in your environment that are creating toxicity, and then just removing them.
Current research indicates that key factors in maintaining health and achieving longevity are enzymes, the compounds that play a role in nearly all the chemical reactions that occur in living organisms, such as those involved in digestion and nutrition absorption.
When we're born, it seems like we've got millions of enzymes, buckets of enzymes, but then as we spend it right throughout life, that's what actually is the process of aging. So we can slow that process down incredibly by eating food that has its own enzymes in it.
Exactly.
And then we don't have to worry so much about that, and people, you know, keep their youth and their vitality right throughout life. When I'm tissue cleansing, I look at the liver to be the top of the mountain. I always look at the person's liver first, and then everything else is downstream. I don't care if you've got something going on with your head or with your toenails or anything. We start with the liver,
with
and
the
then
liver.
Everything else cleans
oh, that's
up.
That's interesting.
Last week on Healthy Living, Annie Jubb showed us how to make red hibiscus and rosehip sun tea and explained its health benefits. Annie says this drink is terrific for the liver.
You know, Annie, I'm so curious to try you. The red
hibiscus and rosehip sun tea.
Exactly.
You want to try some?
Yeah.
It takes us a minute to prepare. Come on, I'll take it out.
Wonderful. I love this pack. So here it is. The red
hibiscus and rosehip sun tea. I love this stuff. I probably drink probably about 2 gallons of it a week myself.
So this is basically a very good antioxidant, right?
It's an amazing antioxidant. It's a whole range of vitamin C's, and it's just fantastic. Plus, it's delicious, too, because that needs to be there for me. I'm not somebody to just, like, hold my nose and drink something.
I agree. Okay, let's have a try.
Okay, here's what we're going to do first. We're going to strain it. Oh, it smells really yummy.
It does.
It smells like flowers, right?
It does smell yummy. It smells sweet.
It is sweet. This is natural sweetness. It doesn't have a sugar spike to it at all. But this is, you know, sweet like flowers are. That's why honeybees are attracted to them, and hummingbirds.
So you use it as a sweetener too? Like you mix it with other things?
I'm going to add a little bit of sweetener to this because it's these are actually slightly bitter herbs.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't be able to notice it, but it's really good for the liver in that way, right? Because bitter is very healing for the liver.
Mm-hmm.
But I just put a little bit of raw agave syrup in it because then it makes it just a little sweeter, and just about anybody would like the taste of this. What we're going to do is just pour it back in here. We've just strained it. Look at the color of that, huh? Really good for the blood. Amazing tonic for the blood. So this is a really healthy shift. And this is a really low sweetener. I'm going to give it just a little shot.
Mm. Like so you put like 1 teaspoon, 2 teaspoons.
Yeah. Now, I don't like things that sweet too, so I usually sweeten it up a little bit more for guests.
Okay. Hope you enjoy it. Check it out.
Mmm. So I probably sweetened it a little more for you.
Wow. No, I like it.
You like it, Bizarre?
I like it.
See, this is the perfect sweetness for me. It's just a little bit out of the bitter range, but it's not real sweet.
It's so like flowers.
Right? It takes the energy of the flowers, too. Plus, it's not just one flower. This is like thousands of flowers. Yeah.
Mm.
When we return, Annie will talk more about hibiscus and rosehip sun tea and how it can purify the body. And she'll also show us how to make an amazing beverage called Electrolyte Lemonade. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Healthy Living on Supreme Master Television. We're at the home of Annie Jubb, American raw food expert, author of many books on the topic, and co-author of Live Food Recipe Book. Annie is showing us how to make delicious drinks that are both refreshing and also purifying to our bodies. Here, Annie talks more about hibiscus and rosehip sun tea, which she has lovingly made for us to try, and later, she'll share her recipe for electrolyte lemonade.
I have the whole energy of the flower bush as well, the hibiscus and the rosehip. Anyway, it's a super simple drink to make. It's fast food, and it's super highly alkaline charged water. You have a real nutritive food there.
Thank you so much.
So this is a beverage that I would recommend for anybody to have on my fasting program, nutritional fasting, or right throughout their day. But there's a very special beverage that's an electrolyte lemonade that I'd like to make for you too, because it's a beverage that will heal everybody, and they don't have to be fasting for it, but if they have a glass or two of it a day, it'll drop down all the mucus in their body, and it'll really help with brain functioning.
Oh, let's
It's a little
that.
Lemon flesh too. You want to check it out?
Yes.
Okay. So this is my famous electrolyte lemonade, and it's basically just a lemonade with a little bit of really good living salt and very, very good oil. And today we're going to use a flaxseed oil. And this is really high quality too. This is a very lovely, lovely brand. A friend of mine puts this together, and he adds borage flowers to it too, so it adds an amazing antioxidant also to the fat. So, really good food. We're going to start with two lemons. And basically we're just going to cut off the ends, and we're going to cut off part of, but not all of, the white pith. And we're going to leave some of the white pith on there because it has a lot of bioflavonoids in it. And bioflavonoids help the vitamin C in the lemon become more biologically available at the subatomic level. All right? So one. You know, and this is really fast food too. This goes together in about 4 minutes. We'll be drinking this in just about 4 minutes, which is what I like. I like it to be fast, delicious, and super, super healthy. So I'm going to put it in my Vitamix blender. We're going to put a pear in here, a beautiful white pear, look at that, beautiful. Then I'm going to add the water, which is what I like to do next. This is my highly alkaline charged water on my 8,000 Gauss magnets here, nice crystal inside of it. Fill it up. So here's the fancy part. We're going to add about 3 tablespoons of this really good high quality flaxseed oil with borage in it. 1, 2, 3. This is delicious, by the way. It's really good on everything, savory foods, sweet foods. And this is the raw agave syrup, which comes from the agave cactus, and it's a very low glycemic sugar, even lower than honey. And very good for anybody who's sugar sensitive, diabetics, pre-diabetics, pre-cancer, you name it. And because the lemons are quite tart, I'm actually going to put in about 1/4 cup. That. And then here's a magical piece, and this is what makes it electrolytes. Is this is a raw living salt. So this is sun-dried ocean water. And salt is a very important part of our diet. We need to have salt in our diet, but we should never have that terrible table salt that they mine out of the ocean. Instead, you want to have sun-dried ocean water. See? And it'll always be slightly gray in color. It's kind of sparkly too. And this is the most amazing electrolytes. And then we're just going to put, that's probably like 1/2 teaspoon. And that's all that's required. In the ocean, there's 88 minerals, and they're in the exact same equation as the 88 minerals in our body. So, we come from the earth, we are the earth itself, we are nature itself, and we need to mimic nature in our food habits. And that's the ingredients, and I'm going to go ahead and just blend it up. It makes a bit of a loud noise.
But we're going to blend for about a minute and a half. Voila! Smells so good, right? It just take off the lid and you're like, woo! It's delicious. And it's a really beautiful beverage too. It's kind of foamy and whipped. It tastes sort of foamy and whipped. And let's put it in some pretty glasses. We can have a taste of it. Anyway, wow. Try the electrolyte lemon. I hope you like it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Smells good.
It's whipped and foamy.
This is really good.
You're fun to make food for.
I love it. I love it. Can you take that every day? You recommend that every day?
Absolutely. Any of these beverages you can have every day, right throughout the day too.
Thank you for joining us on Healthy Living with Annie Job. And thank you so much, Annie. It's just delicious. I love it. I can drink it every day.
Thanks so much for coming.
Enjoy.
To your health.
We would again like to thank Annie Job for allowing us into her home and for sharing her wonderful tips on nutrition and diet to help us feel our best. Kind-hearted viewers, we also thank you for being with us today for Healthy Living, which airs every Monday on Supreme Master Television. And now, please stay tuned for Science and Spirituality following noteworthy news. May you enjoy a life of robust health and great longevity.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/HL.